We've been involved in a couple of studies, which is part of our work behind the Eureka Prize. The first was really a landmark study that was published in 2015 that showed that using this medicine called ivermectin, and interestingly that year the discoverers of ivermectin actually won the Nobel Prize because it's been very widely used for other parasitic infections, particularly in Africa, elephantiasis and for river blindness. And we recognised that this drug ivermectin is excellent for scabies treatment, and we used the same sort of approach that had been used in African countries for these other diseases, where we offered ivermectin to whole communities. And by doing that, we showed that what is a fairly simple intervention, just going to the community once, providing the medication to those people at risk, we could reduce the prevalence from around 35%, so a bit higher than our national survey. So about one third of people had scabies at the start. When we went back 12 months later, we found that that prevalence had reduced to less than 2%. So from one third of the population to less than 2%, which is obviously really exciting. And then the second study in Solomon Islands, we took that concept to a larger population, and we showed that we could deliver the intervention in a safe and feasible way. So we're not quite at the point of eradication, but I think what we do have is lots of really valuable information about how we might move forward with the ministries of health in these two countries and possibly others in controlling the disease around the Pacific.
It's often said that the simple ideas are the best, and in essence, that's what you've come up with, really, isn't it? I mean, plainly, the drug had to be discovered in the first place, but it's its application for treating scabies, which is the breakthrough, because up until now, people have treated scabies, the symptoms of scabies, with creams, and that's very inconvenient and very hard for people to stick to that kind of regime, I would think, particularly in Pacific countries.
It is important to say that the individual treatment does work, but the creams can be difficult, as you say. You have to apply it to the whole body, which can be challenging. You have to leave it on for 8 hours, which can also be challenging because particularly young children might then go running around and get sand or dirt on their skin and they want to wash it off, and that can interfere with its efficacy. But the other issue is that it's not just the individual patient with scabies that needs treatment, it's the whole family. And so providing treatment to a whole family can be challenging as well. And so this more, as you say, simple approach using a well-established what's called preventative chemotherapy or mass drug administration, which is tried and tested for other parasitic infections, using that very simple approach, going to the community and treating everybody at the one time with good community participation, we think is a really simple and what we've seen being an effective and safe way to control this disease.
At the moment, the drugs have been tested under the auspices of your research, but from a more general perspective, is this drug affordable? Can it be made available on a wide basis in a country like Fiji or Solomon Islands?
So I think that is one of the next really important steps. The drug, as it's provided for control of elephantiasis and river blindness, is donated by the manufacturer. We don't have that indication yet for scabies, but that's something that our group and others that we work with on a global scale are really working towards. And I think that that's another element of this work with the two ministries of health that's also been really exciting, is that the World Health Organization has now taken a renewed interest in scabies, and with support from our group to the Ethiopian Ministry of Health, Solomon Islands Ministry of Health, and the Fiji Ministry of Health, we put together an application to WHO that they take scabies on as what we call a neglected tropical disease, and that they put some of their efforts and mechanisms behind to look at scabies on a global level. So I think that that sort of momentum now is really exciting. What we're aiming to do is to try and rid people of this really quite horrible disease that could be controlled by a fairly simple intervention.
What does the Eureka Prize mean for you and your fellow researchers in terms of progressing your work now?
I think recognising the quality of the work is valuable. I think for us as a group, it's also valuable in recognising the quality of the collaboration that we've had with our Fiji and our Solomon Island Ministry of Health colleagues. That's something that we see as being absolutely crucial in success. And I think it's all part of recognising the importance of scabies as a major global cause of ill health, and recognising that through research we can come up with a simple way to control the disease, particularly in our backyard in the Pacific.